Looking around me today, I see many apostolic religions whose charisma includes the education of the young. This gives me an opportunity to give thanks to God for the life and work of the Venerable Mary Ward, a native of this land, whose pioneering vision of apostolic religious life for women has borne so much fruit. I myself, as a young boy, was taught by the English ladies, and I owe them a deep debt of gratitude. Many of you belong to teaching orders that have carried the light of the gospel to far-off lands as part of the church's great missionary work, and for this too, I give thanks and praise. Praise to God. Often you laid the foundations of educational provision long before the state assumed a responsibility for this vital service to the individual and the society. As the relative roles of church and state in the field of education continue to evolve, never forget that religious have a unique contribution to offer to this apostolate, above all through lives consecrated to God and through faithful, looking witness to Christ, the supreme teacher.